ஓம் நம சிவாய். டியர் லிசனர்ஸ் ஆஃப் சைவம் டாட் ஆர், தி நெக்ஸ்ட் ப்ரோக்ராம் இஸ் டிவைன் டிஸ்கோர்ஸ். இன் திஸ் யூஆர் அபவுட் டு லிசன் ஹைலைட்ஸ் ஆஃப் உபனிஷத்ஸ். த டைட்டில் இஸ் பிருஹதாரண்யக உபனிஷத்ஸ், பிரசன்டட் பை சுவாமி ஜோதிர்மயானந்தா. தேங்க்யூ. ஓம் நம சிவாய்.
அயம் தர்ம சர்வேஷாம் பூதானாம் மது, அஸ்ய தர்மஸ்ய சர்வாணி பூதானி மது, யஸ்சாயஸ் மஸ்மின் தர்மே தேஜோமயோ மிருதமய புருஷ அயமேவ ச யோயமாத்மா இதம் அம்ருதம் இதம் பிரம்ம இதம் சர்வம். திஸ் தர்மா இஸ் தி ஹனி ஃபார் ஆல் பீயிங்ஸ். யர் தர்மா இஸ் used in this context, the Vedic teachings that are practiced in daily life, dharmic guidance. It is there the guidance of that gives you sadachar, righteous conduct in life. It is this righteous conduct that becomes the honey for all beings when every family has certain rules of righteousness. And as they practice it, children bring out greater sense of spiritual beauty in them. And society flourishes if there is dharma. So dharma is the honey for all beings. And all beings, implying you, are honey for the dharma. The rules of scriptures will have no meaning if there was no one to follow them. The scriptures owe to you. You owe to scriptures. The scriptures wouldn't have been written if there were not no you, if there were no one to be enlightened. Idam manusham sarvesham bhutanam madhu, asya manushasya sarvani bhutani madhu, yascha yasmin manushe tejomayo mritamaya purusha அயமேவ ச யோயமாத்மா இதம் அம்ருதம் இதம் பிரம்மா இதம் சர்வம். திஸ் ஹியூமானிட்டி, ரெஃபரிங் டு தி மேன்கைண்ட், இஸ் தி ஹனி ஃபார் ஆல் பீயிங்ஸ். லுக் அட் ஹியூமன் பீயிங்ஸ் அண்ட் தேர் இஸ் எ ஸ்பெஷல் குவாலிட்டி ஆஃப் ஹியூமானிட்டி. ஃப்ரம் தட் கம்ஸ் ஹியூமானிட்டேரியன் ஆக்டிவிட்டீஸ். சம்ஸ்கிருத் வர்ட் சௌஜன்யதா. Develop a sense of heart-to-heart union, which has a profound nourishing effect. A human being living with human beings, imagine completely cut off from all human beings, unless you are already on a high plane, that would be a disaster. But day by day, as you interact with human beings, there is special process of spiritual evolution in which your soul becomes involved. Practice of bhava sanshuddhi will not be possible. Bhavana is feeling, and feeling has to be purified in order to find honey internally and externally. If bhavana is impure, then internally you feel suffocated. Externally you find nothing but negative. But with bhava sanshuddhi, there is joy internally, joy externally. How much? There is no limit. Let me quote from the Gita, from this 17th chapter. Manah prasada saumyatvam maunam atma vinigraha bhava sanshuddhi rityetat tapo manasa uchyate. Describing mental austerity, Lord Krishna enumerates these qualities as expressions of purified feeling. Manah prasada, mind should be gentle and well relaxed with cheerfulness. That's called manah prasada. That's the purpose of upasana. If you do japa, meditation, end up with certain shimmering effect. Like your mind is a lake, something shimmers on it. joyousness. If it has not come that way, then take your prasad and eat it. Physical prasad is symbolic of bringing about the internal prasad. The real prasad is internal. Even the physical prasad has its very profound purpose. Even the prasad that is given to you in temples, they get charged by spiritual potency, with mantras. So, manah prasada samyatvam. Another great quality is samyatva. Samya is mind being gentle and compassionate, tender hearted, and at the same time able to understand others in a profound way. That quality of samya surpasses concepts of happiness. If you have samyatva, you don't go after worldly happiness, because it's already giving you profound joy. The worldly happiness gives you shaky joy. Maunam atmavinigraha. And when sense of fulfillment becomes more profound at your heart level or in your deeper level, sense of fulfillment, then you do not want to bring it out in your thoughts, words. You don't even want to think about it. Profounder the joy, greater the dumbness. I'm speaking in a humorous way. So, your goal is to seek that state of mauna, where mind is so full of joy that it has nothing to say. But all this I am saying is that to be attained in a progressive manner. You don't attain it all that in one lump. Little, little mauna enters your heart. Little, little purity of heart. Degrees of samyatva develops within you. As this goes on, your life is getting enriched. That's your real spiritual movement. That's your real spiritual experience. God is coming to you in the form of those qualities. You take one step, He comes 100 steps. And Raja Yoga gives you four points. Maitri, Mudita, Karuna, Upeksha. The most natural aspect of your personality should be friendliness. Friendliness towards all. Maitri. If your heart is set with this quality, then the world will prove itself to be friendly with you. Even difficult circumstances will bow down to you. All this will not happen like magic. You have to follow through in a profound way. But Maitri quality has to be developed to the highest degree. So the soul in you loves all. The soul is the reality behind all. There is no place for hatred. So why not start asserting it and imagining my mind is free of all hatred. Sarve bhavantu sukhinah. All our friends, may all be happy. And may I not finger point mistakes in others. Mudita. Next great quality is cheerfulness. Anything that you do with cheerfulness, it develops a quality. You are giving some charity, but with a stick in your hand. Or frown in your face. You are doing the right thing. But this frowning, if there is no mudita, no joyousness, your act becomes sometimes even adverse. And with mudita, every sadhana that you do becomes much more intensified. You can apply it, even the smallest little thing. Go for just walk for 5 minutes. But do it with mudita. Set your mind to the idea, I'm going to listen to the tweets, the twitters, I'm going to look into the eyes of birds, even giggle with a little squirrel, making a joke of that. Even 10 minutes of your walk with mudita has enriched it. On the other hand, do that walk. Oh, I have to walk, I could have been, I'm doctor at work. My tooth has to be broken. How much more should I walk? still get some benefit, but not as much if you had mudita. That mudita mantra must apply to every sadhana you do. Eat food with mudita. Do japa with mudita. Do any discipline with joyousness. You are fasting for a day, do not put on a black face. Do it with mudita. Third great quality, karuna, compassion. Never become tempted to look down upon others with a spirit of degrading others. But rather, others should remind you of yourself. You have been in all those conditions and how you would have liked to be encouraged. So now you are in a better position. Your heart should flow. And every opportunity for compassion should be considered a great divine grace, not with the feeling, oh, I've been forced to go after all these people. Rather the joy, what a joyous grace that enables God to work through me in allowing compassion to work, to heal others, and so forth. When you are developing these, that's called madhu vidya. Everything becomes honey. And you have the power to turn the most bitter and poisonous stuff into nectar, into honey. When you do that, that's a state of enlightenment. I am atma sarvesham bhutanam madhu. Asya atmanah sarvani bhutani madhu. Yaschayam asmin. Atmani tejo mayo mrita maya purusha ayam eva saha yo yam atma idam amritam idam brahma idam sarvam. This atma, this self within you, is the honey for all beings. And I have to get some honey. All beings are honey for the atma. This relationship between you and the atma is due to the tejo-maya, amrit-maya purusha, effulgent and immortal self, the honey of honeys. It is the atma within you, the self within you is amrita, immortal. It is Brahman, the absolute self. The self is the absolute reality behind all that exists. So if you turn to yourself, and instead of recognizing yourself as ego, recognize yourself as a soul. Allow your mind to enjoy. I'm honey for all beings. I'm honey of honeys. I am the indwelling presence in every heart. The eternal I am enfolds within itself all that mind understands in terms of time, space, causation. The eternal I am exists millions and trillions of years before. It will be the same trillions years later. But these trillion years are what? They are like dream experience. In your dream you may experience great distensions of time and space. But when you wake up, all that didn't really exist. Divine Self is the absolute reality. Time, space, distortions are created by mind. Mind is interpreting Brahman. And upasanas are to allow the mind to interpret Brahman in a positive way. Come closer to Brahman, shake off illusions. And with this, I will conclude. Om Shanti Shanti.